They've got it in studio interviews with Christian and Hara, who are from the Fish Foundation. Good morning and welcome to Noongar Radio.
Morning, Mark.
Good morning.
Excellent. So, you're in the Fish Foundation, and it's a not-for-profit organisation helping with Indigenous health. So, first, Hara, introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Hara. I'm an architect from Spain, and I've been working with the Fish Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health for the last 4.5 years.
Right. Christian.
Okay, I'm Christian Rodd. I have also been working with Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health for 4 years. Our Fish is a not-for-profit organisation, majority Aboriginal board representation, and always at least 50% Aboriginal staffing. And it is an organisation which aims to break the intergenerational cycles of trauma, engagement with the justice system and poverty with Aboriginal people, and to improve the emotional and social well-being.
Okay. So you guys came into this together. You're a couple.
We did.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I can tell the background story to that.
Yeah, go on.
So Christian and I met in South America, and we spent 3 years traveling through South America and Europe, working with communities in community-built projects where they will use natural buildings, so whatever natural resources you have around, to build houses that are adapted to the climate, to the place where they are built, and they include the community in the design and in the building process.
Right. So an inclusive process rather than a take over the show
yeah.
process.
Inclusive, adapted to the climate and to the place where you're building.
Yeah.
So then we came to Australia, and traveling around Australia, we realized that here you find the same kind of houses wherever you are, in the north, in the south, in the east, or in the west.
Yeah.
Even if the climate is totally different, the cultures are diverse. So we thought we could bring a bit of what we had learned overseas and use it in Australia. And that's why we decided to try a new model of housing in remote communities, where we could involve the people in the design, in the building, and also use natural materials, local materials, and adapt it to the climate so they are comfortable houses.
Okay, so you've both been involved in a few projects with the foundation. Start with that multi-year housing project you did in the Kimberley. How's that going?
So not only had we seen this extraordinarily successful model in other parts of the world, working with communities and working with Indigenous mobs elsewhere, but also when we got to Australia, we saw the complete inadequacy of particularly remote Aboriginal housing. The situation Australia-wide is that Aboriginal people have less than half the rate of home ownership compared with non-Aboriginal people. Aboriginal people are more than 10 times more likely to live in social housing. 1 in 3 will experience homelessness. 1 in 5 will experience major inadequacies in the housing standard, overcrowding, things like that. So there was a desperate need. And also, like Hara said, there's in the remote parts of the world, or remote parts of Australia, there's no involvement of Aboriginal people in the design of their houses. There's no involvement in the construction of their houses. And as a result, we're not seeing good outcomes. So we thought it's a no-brainer to go and try a different model, try what we'd seen worked elsewhere in the world. So we went to the Kimberley. We'd been invited by an Aboriginal elder, Nyingana elder from Derby, called Victor Hunter. He was the one of the two founding directors of Fish, and he saw what we had been doing and said, "Guys, this is amazing. You've got to try it in where I come from." Yeah, he actually did also say to us, he said, "Guys, there's such a need for what you're doing. Come up and do it." He said, of course, you guys will fail, because everybody fails.
Yeah.
But the important thing is that you fail differently.
Right.
Because we can't just keep repeating the same mistakes that we have been repeating in housing.
Definition of insanity, isn't it?
Exactly.
Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So you were asked to give a TED talk, Christian.
Yes, I was.
Tell us about that.
Well, that was to talk about this this project, basically. The key ideas were that when people are involved in the co-design and the co-build of their houses, and when those houses are designed and built on sustainable principles, for example, passive solar design, then you get great outcomes.
Right.
It's a very simple idea, and it's a very achievable idea, but it's not what we have been doing nationwide up until this point. So we wanted to go up there, work with the community, try it out, and demonstrate how successful it can be. And it has in fact been exactly as successful as we anticipated. So if you like, Hara can talk a little bit about the design process, working with the community and the design features.
You know, the difference of building a house with your own hands, what does that do to the community's self-esteem?
So the community we work with is Boroga community. It's in the Fitzroy Valley. And the process was sitting down with the community from the beginning and asking them how they live and what kind of spaces they use and how do they want their house to look. And the response that we got from them is saying, it's the first time that someone sit down with us and ask us what we want.
Yeah.
We normally just get things that we don't even want or need. So they were really stuck with that. And we went through a process of designing first in 2D, making models, moving walls around, playing with it to find the options that they were happy with. Then when they were happy with it, we started working with a 3D model that we did with Damper. So we were just creating the house so they could see how it was going to look. And then when they were happy with that that design, we just did it in real size on the ground. We painted with a spray. We teach them how to translate the dimensions. We teach the kids how to do squares, how to do Pythagoras theorem, to measure all of that. And then we could walk through the house on the ground.
Right.
Then when they were happy with that, we started building. And the building was also a training program. So we work with teenagers, we work with the whole community, we work in partnership with the school. The result is that when the house has been finished now for a year, they are in charge of the maintenance of the house. We have done a 20-year program with them, so because they have built the house, they know how to maintain it. And we just met with the owner, Claude Carter, like a month ago, just to ask him how the family's feeling in the house. And he was so happy. He didn't have any complaint at all. He says really comfortable when it's hot outside, the house is cool. And then at night when it's cool outside, they are warm inside the house.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay, tell us about this new project down southwest.
Okay, so we are now designing a small community down in Mylab, which is going to be a place for Aboriginal people when they come out of prison, so they can go and receive healing and support and pathways into training and education until they are ready to transition out to their own community. So it's like a middle step, giving them a hands up. Until they are ready to go out to community to try and break the cycles of recidivism, so people going out of prison and coming into prison.
Well, that's one of the worst things about going to prison and coming out and finding that you've still got nothing and then you end up back inside.
Exactly. So this is also, we are following the same principles. So it's co-designed with Aboriginal people. We have a group of 25 Aboriginal people all around Australia, because this is a pilot that, after being trialed in Noongar country, hopefully we'll go to other parts of Australia, giving input through life experience of what do they need when they come out of prison, how are people feeling when they come out of that experience, what kind of support do we need to give them, how do they want the site to look. So it's working with the same principles, involving people from the beginning through all the process until the end.
And so what's the timeline look on that project at the moment?
this project is in design phase, so we are working with the state government to get planning approval and start building. So at the moment, we are kind of at the end stage of getting approvals. When we get the approvals, we have a goal of 5 years' time to finish all the building.
So the foundation that you're working for, is to have a website. People can go and find out information. Maybe they can contribute in some way.
Absolutely. The website is fish.asn.au. You can also just Google Foundation for Indigenous Sustainable Health. There are heaps of ways that people can support us. Jump on the Facebook page and the LinkedIn page to get some more information, as well as our website. But people could join the 250 Club, for example, which is a group of 250 supporters of Fish. They give an annual contribution of $250, and that keeps them involved in what we're doing. And it's a tremendous support on keeping our administrative costs going, so that then everything else that we receive can go directly into the programs that we're working with with communities. We also have a huge number of supporters that contribute specific expertise. There's a lot of people that have contributed to developing our Mile Up project in the form of engineering and technical expertise. So broad range of projects, broad range of supporters.
Cool. Very cool. Thanks for coming on the program and telling us all about it. When this Mile Up program actually gets off the ground and starts working, would you guys be willing to come back and tell us how it's all working?
Absolutely, we'd love to. We're also at the moment working on the next house of our Aboriginal Home Ownership Program, which is in Ravenswood. It's not with a remote community, so we've adapted the model slightly, but we're working with a young Aboriginal woman named Jetta, building a house on her traditional ancestral land, which is in the Binjarab country.
Right.
And we're working with our Aboriginal partners, Carden Construction and Tewitt Architecture. And again, it's all based on those exact same co-design and co-build principles, because that's what gets people, that's what creates a sense of real ownership and that's how we get good outcomes in housing.
Well, it increases motivation if you're actually doing something for yourself.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah, cool.
And
great.
The model is based on being able to provide housing to the Aboriginal people we work with, being able to provide housing at 75% of the market rate, because at the moment there are so many structural issues that are just keeping people locked out of that housing space and that home ownership space.
Mm, many, many, many of them. Thank you again for coming in to be on Noongar Radio with me this morning.
Thanks, Mark. Been a pleasure.
Thank you.